Hello and welcome to my daily meditations. My name is Jill and I do a live broadcast of my meditations every day on an app called Periscope. And this is the audio version of that meditation. Today I left a little bit of the feedback regarding the meditation on the end of this broadcast. Primarily because it was such a quiet one and we did so much observation that I thought I should probably clarify some things at the end. I also was observing a student in my meditation today, which I thought was really interesting for myself. So today's meditation, we're basically going to a place of balance by reflection and observing. And we have to start first with an awareness of self before we can really dive into what does that mean. Today, in the beginning of the meditation, which is not recorded, I started talking about the balance of yin and yang and the balance within ourselves and how we get to that point. How do we get to that place of balance where we're not angry with something and we can see how it served us, we can see the place that it's brought us to, and we can have gratitude for it. So that's really where we can come into balance. And people talk a lot about forgiveness, and I think it's really a point of reconciling within ourselves that we just no longer want to be angry about a situation we cannot control, and really see the way it's shifted us, and see that shift with gratitude and love and understanding, and give ourselves a reprieve. So this meditation was really about that. It was really about just sitting and observing. And for some of us, it's just going to be just being able to sit and observe and breathe. And for others, it may be a really significant things that you're being shown or that you're seeing. So in any case, I hope the meditation brings you peace and wholeness. All my best. Engage, yes. Let's go ahead and begin. Take a nice deep breath in all the way down to the belly. And slowly exhale. Nice deep breath in all the way down to the belly. And slowly exhale. Last one, deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Go and relax the breath. Letting it flow nice and even through the body. Keeping it down in the belly. Relax the shoulders. Keep the spine nice and straight. Feel the relaxation move down the arms all the way to the tips of your fingers. Feel that breath flow through the body, gentle like an ocean wave. The tide comes in and that breath comes in. The tide goes out, the breath goes out. Nice and even. Feel your jaw relax. Tilt your head forward just slightly. Let your mind focus on that breath. All those other external racing thoughts just go to the side while we just focus on feeling that breath come in our bodies. gently recede. Just like the wave coming in, the breath coming in, the wave moving out, the breath moving out. Whatever heaviness you're holding on your heart or in your body, you're letting go with every exhale, releasing that tension in your shoulders, and just letting go. With each inhale and exhale, you feel yourself becoming more relaxed, moving deeper into that meditative state. Those thoughts are slowing down. You're absolutely present with yourself. Today we're going to begin our meditation by sitting on a park bench. First, I just want you to feel the bench under you and your feet on the ground. Feel the bench supporting your back as you're sitting. Your eyes closed, you can feel the warm sun on your skin. Children's laughter in the distance. Water from a small brook or river as it laps the shore. Birds in the trees. Voices as they walk past you. This place becomes clear in your mind. I want you to take a look around. Notice where you are. We're only observing. No judgment. Perhaps as you open your eyes, you'll notice that you have someone sitting next to you on the bench. Perhaps they don't notice you at all, as if you're completely invisible. I want you to just notice things. Perhaps you can see the water in front of you. Maybe your eye focuses on the children and their laughter. And there's a small playground nearby. Maybe your focus is on the people running past, talking to each other. or the cyclist who's by themselves, racing past on a path. We're merely observing. Observing what's in our environment. No judgment. Just watching. Fully present with ourselves in this space. Feeling the bench underneath us. Perhaps someone sitting next to us. I want you to watch and observe your body as you force it to sit in observation. You feel you have to do something, go somewhere. Watch that, feel that in your body. Perhaps you need to sit and observe the joy of others so that you can learn how to be joyful. Perhaps you just need to observe the water trickling by so that you can observe peace and beauty as it is. There is no doing right now, just observing. Keeping that breath moving through the body. In this environment, there's something that calls your attention, something that stands out more than anything else. I want you to begin to watch it. Perhaps leave the bench and walk closer to it. Not to engage, not to have conversation, just to observe. Watch your body. As you begin to observe, sometimes we begin to get tense, so just relax those shoulders, keep the spine straight and breath moving through the belly. If you've moved away from the bench, I want you to return to it. As you do, someone's going to come and join you, sit next to you, turn to you and tell you something you need to hear. All you're doing is listening. want you to come back to being very present. Sitting on the bench, feeling it underneath you and supporting your back, feeling your feet on the ground. Taking one last look at the scene around you. Feeling your eyes close. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Child's laughter in the distance. The birds in the trees. Take one nice deep breath in. Slowly exhale. Bring your hands into heart center. Take a nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Just pause for a moment of reflection, gratitude, affirmation for yourself, whatever you need. When you're ready, open your eyes and come back.
Hi, welcome back.
Welcome back. So when we talked about balance in the beginning of the meditation before we started, you're welcome. Balance often comes from observing. So we have to start by awareness, right? We have to start by observing our situation. Now, meditation allows us to observe the subconscious. It allows us to go a little bit deeper within and say, okay, what's really going on in my mind? What's really going on in my body? And so when we do meditations like this, it really allows us to see that. But from a perspective of we're just observing, we're not judging, we're not thinking or processing anything, we're really just watching it. We're just watching. I started on my bench in a place that I'm very familiar with, sitting next to a friend who happens to be meditating right now, or was meditating this morning, and a bench next to a river. Amy. I thought it was the most, I was like, oh, Amy's here. Huh. We're sitting on this bench together. I just watched you and sat with you. It was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was. I'll have to send you a message about it later. I hate this card. I'll just send you a message about it later. Oh, so some of you might have been looking at, I don't know, or seeing something that has created sadness for you or created loss. I seem to keep getting this card. I sort of want to burn it out of the deck, but so if we examine, you know, loss is one of the hardest things to reconcile or balance within ourselves or come into a place of gratitude with, because it's so painful when you lose someone. Whether you lose someone through death or you lose someone through the death of a relationship, you know. I think loss of stress would be a positive thing. Maybe, yes. But grief or sadness is what's reflected on that card. So, So we're always coming to a process of reflection and observance and balance, right? How do we balance that within ourselves? So I hope you enjoyed today's meditation. It was nice and quiet for me. I just got to watch Amy today, which was really interesting. Very interesting. So you guys have a great start. Oh, you're welcome. I have a great start to your Monday, to your week. And I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5:30 a.m. on the dot.